The passenger who was dragged off that United flight on Sunday, David Dow, has been discharged from a hospital. At a news conference today, one of Dow's lawyers, Thomas Demetrio, said that Dow suffered a serious concussion from what took place.
I can also tell you that he had a serious broken nose, injury to the sinuses, and he is going to be undergoing shortly reconstructive surgery.
Dow's daughter, Crystal Pepper, said that the events on that plane should never have happened.
We were horrified and shocked and sickened to learn what had happened to him and to see what had happened to him. We hope that in the future, nothing like this happens again.
Dow's lawyer said he will likely file a lawsuit. Kurt Nickisch is senior editor at Harvard Business Review. He joins us now. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Jeremy.
So first, what do we know about the lawsuit that may be coming?
Yeah, so Dow's lawyer says that they're probably going to sue United and the city of Chicago, which employs the airport police officers who were the ones who actually dragged Dow off of that United Airlines plane operated by Republic Airlines, interestingly enough. They've also filed an emergency motion to make sure that the airline and the airport hang on to surveillance footage, incident reports, any other data that might be pertinent to the case.
Now, there has been a lot of reaction to what's happened from China. It was originally thought by some that Dow was from China. Today, as we met him and members of his family and the lawyer, we learned that that is not the case. He's from Vietnam.
Yeah. Dow's daughter says that her father emigrated from Vietnam in the 1970s, that he has no connection to China. His lawyer said that that experience of being dragged off the plane was worse for Dow than his experience fleeing Vietnam by boat when right. Saigon fell. But the lawyer said that he did not think that race played a role in this.
What have we heard from United?
Well, they just released a statement saying that they continue to express an apology for what happened, saying that they're going to make sure it doesn't happen again. The CEO says that United is going to review crew movement. You know, it was they were trying to get passengers off that plane so that they could get a crew
right.
to another place so that they wouldn't inconvenience other passengers by canceling a flight the next day. So they're going to look at that, how they handle oversold situations, and that they're also reviewing their relationships with airport and local law enforcement. But they do say that United will not ask law enforcement to take people off of planes anymore.
It's amazing that it takes them so many tries to get to make that their official statement about this, because in the beginning, they were calling the passenger belligerent, and now they're really just apologizing as much as they can.
Yeah, it took a couple of days for the first apology, something that Dow says that he accepts, but through his lawyer, but that he feels was insincere. But I think this is partly less about crisis management and the fact that companies now realize that, you know, with every person with a cell phone, you can't just, you know, in the end, say, call security, because then you lose control of the situation.
The whole thing will be on tape and out there on the internet for everyone to see.
Right. And so that backstop, calling security, that's something that companies need to reevaluate. They need to train their employees to use discretion and not just follow the systems and the orders that the computers tell them to do.
That's Kurt Nickisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Kurt, thanks.
You got it.